Build is coming. Are you ready? Well, Microsoft Virtual Academy has your back. What are they planning this month to make it all that better, even for the developers not going to Build? That's what we're talking about in this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry, and I'm here with Christopher Harrison and the one and only Matt Calder. They are senior content developers on the Lex team. That's the Microsoft Learning team, specifically Microsoft Virtual Academy. We've had them on before. We love having them. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so this is, we're just turning into March. There's a lot of future excitement coming on. And I know Christopher's chomping at the bit to tell us all about it, but Matt, you're kind of a nostalgia guy. You like to talk about the past a lot. And you meant back when, you know, when you were terrific, when you were the quarterback and caught every ball.
February was magical. Let me tell you about February.
Microsoft Virtual Academy in February, there will never be a month like February.
Actually, February is a big month. We had the Know It, Prove It Challenge. 23,000 people took challenges. And to do a complete challenge, you had to complete 3 to 5 courses. They're pretty substantial. It required an hour a day of commitment. And we had 4,000 people complete. So that's a huge rate for us. Normally about 10% of people that start a course complete it. So February, a lot of people committed, a lot of people delivered, a lot of people know stuff they didn't know in January. So it's that's big.
What does that tell you about developers' like desire to learn in right now? I mean, that's a lot of involvement.
It's a lot of involvement. Well, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot you can do. I think, you know, part of the whole reason we do it is it's more fun to do it with other people. You get motivated by other people. What I learned, because I did not complete my challenge, is it takes a lot of discipline.
It takes a lot of dedication.
And you know, I didn't have it. So But
well, I'll tell you what, our developers are the ones that get it done, though, Matt. That's the good news. Look at them. They're just in there. And then and they all got, I guess, tech. They all got points. The old develop got changed to tech. Say it one more time.
Tech rewards.
Tech rewards. Yeah, that's what it is. They all got tech reward points. Yeah.
Yes, and badges.
What I was hoping was a report of how many cups of Starbucks you gave away. That would have been.
I will need to do one more report to get that. You know, I thought the Starbucks stuff was pretty cool. I actually had one person express that he just thought, you know, gosh, your server knowledge is worth a cup of coffee. Come on, that's insulting. So, but
he doesn't have to take it. He doesn't.
Well, it used to be not worth anything, but yeah.
Now, okay, so those are the little rewards, but tell me about the sweepstakes.
Well, someone, and we're reaching out to him today, someone won a trip to Build. So that person's going to have a chance to learn a lot more coming up. Check your email.
Okay.
We're waiting to hear back.
Matt, you won last year. Christopher won this year. I mean, it's just, what are the odds?
50-50.
Let's see. That's going to Build. That's in just a handful of weeks. Remember last year there was a sweepstakes. It was come see what it's like to be in the mothership, right? And you could come all the way to Washington.
Yeah. And yesterday, we actually had Jeff is his name. He came all the way from New Zealand. He won the last Build sweepstakes, and we got some interviews with him. You can see a bunch of photos on our Twitter feed, and he had a great time. I think from what I hear, I didn't get a chance to meet him myself, but from what I hear, the garage was the most impressive thing. Really,
for people who don't know what the garage is, that's where all the magic happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's not where we park.
Banks of 3D printers. It's...
It's all the physical stuff. Like if you like cutting and building and wiring and things like that, the garage is like nirvana for you. It is unbelievable. But there's software written in the garage as well. It's sort of like the tinker room for all of our millions of engineers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. You know what? Speaking of millions of engineers, this is a fascinating fact. Do you know that we have 21,000 open engineer positions on our employment website?
Do we really?
Okay, I mean, think about that. Wow. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I know. So
we got a lot of work to get done, don't we?
Looking for a job? Yeah, you got to start training these people so we can hire them. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's such a shortage of developers just worldwide.
Yeah. That's
we need people who write code.
Yeah, it's totally true.
Yeah. I try and tell I hang out with a lot of high schoolers, and I tell them all the time. I'm like, look, you want a great paying job for the rest of your life and never have to worry about anything?
Yeah, like, learn to write code.
Become a developer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, well, I don't know. I could be a lawyer. I'm like,
yeah.
That's what we need another one of. The shortage of lawyers in America, it's a tragedy.
We've got to work on that. More of them developers.
I'm going to get some frivolous lawsuit now just for saying that. Just for saying that. Wait, you said it. Go to the Twitter feed and you can see some pictures. For those who don't know the Microsoft Virtual Academy Twitter handle, tell us what it is.
It is at MS Virt Academy.
Okay. You MS Virt Academy. VIRT Academy. Got it. Nice.
Gotcha.
Easy to remember. That's why I had you say it out loud.
Exactly. We've got over 100,000 followers. There was a milestone recently passed. So it's a good, engaged community, people who are looking to hear the latest from us.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so February was Know It, Prove It month. Big deal. All those courses and challenges, they're still available, right?
They're still available. And if you started but did not finish, the Know It, Prove It dashboards are going to be up through the end of the month as well. And your progress will still be on your MVA dashboard. So keep plugging away. It's still worth learning that stuff.
All right. And well, can't wait till next year to do it again. That's great. Yeah. And then we'll see how you do next year then, Matt. There's always another chance.
I'll be more dedicated next year.
All right. That was Know It, Prove It. There were a couple of courses for people who may look back in February and they may want to see maybe the catalog changed. Tell us a little bit about the courses.
A couple key ones. One, JavaScript for Experienced Developers. We did that one live with Christopher and Gabriel Krevkor a while back and got the recording published last month. And again, we do a lot of stuff, learn this JavaScript framework, for beginner kind of stuff. But this was for people that already are working with JavaScript.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick because it's actually not for people who are already working with JavaScript.
Oh.
Yeah. So what it's for is it's for people who are already working with a different language and haven't yet stepped back to, I shouldn't say step back necessarily, but haven't stopped to learn JavaScript. Yeah. And that's it. I don't want to say down. I don't want to get, angry tweets about, dissing JavaScript. But one of the things, of course, for especially if you're like a Java or a C# developer, the way that JavaScript does things is just different enough to be confusing. So concepts like inheritance and how you create classes and things like that are so different in the JavaScript world. And so you obviously don't want to spend time going through a full course, learning how to write if statements and for loops and things like that. Because you already know that, but what you need to know is, okay, well, how do I now navigate? How do I now work in this JavaScript world? How do I create a class? How do I create an object? How does all of that function inside of JavaScript? So that's really what this course was all about. So if you're already a C# developer, you're already a JavaScript developer, if you're already a VB developer, and you're now going, okay, now it's time for me to focus on web front end. I now need to learn JavaScript. This should hopefully give you an accelerated path through all of that.
So this is JavaScript for experienced developers, not JavaScript for experienced JavaScript developers.
Exactly.
This isn't super high-end JavaScript. This is, look, you're a developer. You know how this stuff works. This is how you translate that into JavaScript so you can get started. Great.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
That's an awesome course. What a great idea, too. I hate going to a new language and feel like the course is talking down to me a little bit. Like,
right.
Okay, so this is what a while loop is supposed to accomplish, and this is how a Boolean is determined. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah.
Right.
This is nice.
Yeah.
How long's the course?
It was 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, somewhere in that ballpark. I we'll go with the number 4. Somewhere in the ballpark, about 4 hours total.
And was it, if I could let you keep going, I'm afraid it'd get lower. Is this a framework? Like I'm learning Angular, or is this just JavaScript as the language itself?
Really just JavaScript in general. We do spend some time with jQuery because these days you almost can't do JavaScript without doing jQuery. So we do spend some time doing jQuery. But we do at the very end introduce a couple of different frameworks that you want to at least be familiar with. And we also talk about where you can go to find other libraries, find other frameworks for JavaScript.
And just a quick reminder to our viewers here that you can watch MVA courses at 1.5, even 2 times speed. So your 4-hour course could pass in a lovely 2 hours if you can listen that fast.
Although me at two speed is almost undecipherable.
That's the fire hose, no doubt. Yes. All right, one more course in February. Talk to me about it, Matt.
For the strict beginner, not even sure where to start, not even sure what the words mean, getting started with web technologies. Okay. We partnered up with an outfit called Coding Dojo. They run in-person camps, like month-long, you know, come go from 0 to 60, being a developer kind of camps, and did a great job covering, you know, just from the very beginning, where do I start? What's the whole stack mean? What where do I focus? Christopher, you were in the studio.
Yep.
This is your baby.
This is for the not experienced developer.
Did I get this one right?
You did. Yeah. That, you know, we've got so many great courses, if I can, you know, be so bold as to say that, on, you know, like introduction to JavaScript, introduction to HTML, CSS with Bob Tabor. We've got all these great courses introducing Knockout and MVC and Django and Flask and Node and all of those. And if you don't even know kind of where they fit into the grand scheme of things, if you don't know what Node even means,
awesome.
It's really hard to figure out, okay, well, where do I get started? And so that's what this course is all about, is if you haven't done anything in the web world, if maybe you haven't done anything as a developer, and you're just looking to figure out, okay, well, what does the landscape look like? Where do I actually get started? That's what this course is all about.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great way. So it's almost a 50,000-foot view of just how do these puzzle pieces fit together, not a open up Visual Studio, let's start coding right now.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Man, yeah, that's what a valuable course for a beginner. That's really terrific.
Yeah.
And to get guys like from the dojo in, that's pretty cool too. That's yep. That's a neat way to kind of leverage our community as well. Okay, enough of the past, Christopher.
Yes.
Let's look towards the future. Things
yes.
are coming, right? It's not all about Matt.
It's not all about Matt. So yeah, going into the rest of March, since now it's already March, which is just weird to me. We have the Build workshop. So Build, of course, is coming up at the end of the month. And one of the biggest things that Build is going to be featuring is 6 different workshops, and we'll see if we can name them all correctly this time. We've got UWP/mobile apps. Yep. We've got IoT, Internet of Things. Yeah. We've got game. We've got big data and machine learning. We've got DevApps and enterprise development. And then we've got web development. So we've got 6 different workshops, although I've heard that there's actually going to be a couple more, but those are going to be the 6 that I'm going to focus in on that are going to be available at Build. And
all right. Now, wait, Christopher, yep. I'm going to Build, and I'm thinking about going to the IoT workshop,
yes.
but I don't have a lot of experience. You know what I mean? I want to get the most out of it. What should I do to prep?
That's a great question, Jerry, and I've got the answer for you. We've actually put together 6 different MVAs, 1 for each, to help you do exactly that, to help you prep. So if you're an experienced developer, which if you're going to Build, you probably are, and you yeah. haven't worked with IoT or you haven't done game development yet, we have these little just like 1 to 2 hour long MVAs that are designed to just help get you ready, to give you a little bit of background so that way you feel a bit more confident going into the workshop, and you're hopefully going to get more out of the workshop knowing the little bit of background information.
All right, that makes sense. So I can go in. I don't have a whole day to give right now because I'm taking off a whole week, you know, at the end of the month to go to Build.
Exactly.
So I can just take this little bite size over my lunch break or whatever, and
yep.
I can be familiar with the terms, the concepts. I can walk in, and everything's not. I'm not learning from the lab what things are. I'm learning how to do them.
And that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And so all of those will actually be live here within just the next couple of days, or by the time that you're listening to it, it's probably already going to be live. And the workshops themselves are not only just going to be at Build, but we're also going to be recording them and making them available on MVA. That's probably going to be more April timeframe, but you know, we can, of course, talk about that on the next Dev Radio. But yeah, so even if you're not attending Build, you can check out the workshops later on, and these MVAs that we were just talking about, these little intro MVAs, can help you out there. They could also help you out if maybe you're just interested, maybe you're just curious, hey, what does a little bit of game development look like? You could check out one of these MVAs.
Cool. So we're talking about 6 little MVAs that are really the prerequisite, or not prerequisite, the prep for these workshops. And if you can't do the workshops, we're bringing those to MVA next month as well. So you'll get them even if you don't go to Build. Whoa, that's a nice service to our community, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
With only, I think there's only 3,000 people going to Build. It's a pretty small number this year because they've really constrained the tickets for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of developers who wanted to go didn't get to go. And so MVA is bringing it to their doorstep.
Yeah, it sold out in like a minute and a half. It sold out faster than Comic-Con.
Yeah. Well, if they'd constrain the tickets down to 5 tickets, they could sell out right away. Yeah. Faster than Comic-Con. That's saying something. By the way, I'm going to Comic-Con this year. I'm really excited.
Oh, well done. Well done. We'll have to talk later. I can give you some great restaurant recommendations in San Diego.
I'm going to the Denver Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not as big, but, you know, it's still Comic-Con. It's still the craziness. It's nice.
Yes.
Matt, you going to Comic-Con this year?
I'm not making it to Comic-Con this year. I don't even know if I'll make it to PAX.
Well, that's all right. Well, okay, so there's a lot going on, a lot coming up. If I were to jump on the catalog right now, those MVA, those little we're calling them building blocks.
Building blocks, yep.
Those will be available by, let's see, if today is the 2nd, well, you just broke the 4th wall, now people know the date.
Yeah.
but if today's the 2nd, and we have it on Monday, so it'll be there by the 8th, isn't that the 8th?
Yeah, about the 8th and 9th, somewhere around that Monday, Tuesday time frame. That's what I'm targeting. Yep.
Yeah, all right, very good. This is another good month of exciting things, and those workshops are awesome because they've got many of them have a lot of redstone kind of sprinkled over the top, so you get a lot of the new capabilities that are coming and will be revealing at Windows, so that would be terrific. All right, guys, I love it. I always love it. MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com is one way to get there. MVA.microsoft.com is another way to get there. There's about 6 other URLs you could find it.
MVA.ms.
MVA.ms is another way. You could go, if you forget everything, you could go to MSVertAcademy on Twitter and go from there. So many ways. And then your favorite search engine could find it as well. A catalog that's only growing and is perfect for the beginner and the experienced developer. Guys, I love it. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jerry.
Thanks.